And up next on the teleconference is Northwestern's Kate Drohan. The Wildcats, who are ranked 11th in this week's NCAA RPI, enter the Big Ten tournament with a 42-9 record and a 21-2 conference mark, finishing second in the Big Ten standings, just one game behind conference champion Michigan. Northwestern earned the number 2 seed and a first-round bye in this year's Big Ten tournament, and the Wildcats will begin their postseason on Friday with a quarterfinal matchup against either 7th-seeded Indiana or number 10-seed Penn State at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you could, open up with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning. First, I want to take a minute to congratulate Michigan on their great regular season and their championship, and Hutch and her staff and all of her student-athletes. And then briefly, just our team is excited to head down to Bloomington. We've played there the last 2 years, so we're familiar with the venue, and it's really great, and they have a first-class operation there, so we're excited about the tournament. The team's ready to take the next step, and we're excited about the opportunity in the tournament and for us to, like I said, take the next step together and take one game at a time and keep playing hard.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take some questions from our media members on the phone.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question is from Dane Linke, Big Ten Network.
Kate, congratulations on a fantastic season. I'd like you to talk about the freshman moxie of this team, because these freshmen, the way they carry themselves, very impressive.
Thanks for the question, Dean. And I love talking about our freshmen. You know, they love playing the game, and they're very, very competitive. So they were taught that at a very young age. So we were really fortunate that they chose Northwestern. When they came in the fall, they had great buy-in, and our veterans and our returners really did a lot to teach them our system, and also most importantly to make them feel welcome so that they could be themselves and make themselves vulnerable and also go out in the field and take some risks. So I like the energy that they bring to practice and to games. You know, we're just working every day just to get a little bit better.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
And, Coach, while we're lining up our Q&A queue, can you talk a little bit about some of the lessons you think your team learned from the losses up at Minnesota this past weekend?
Yeah, you know, what a great environment. What a great opportunity, I think, for both teams. And really, I think, a great representation of Big Ten softball. There are a lot of challenges that I think some of our players saw for the first time, whether it was the crowd or coming in with the streak. You know, I think that that was significant, and we learned a ton of lessons. And as we've kind of regrouped from there, and we're working on preparing for this week, I just see a lot of excitement and a lot of, oh, okay, that's what that feels like. Now I'm ready for it. So I like our growth mindset, and I like their attitude of, like, we're ready to take the next step from here.
We have time for one final question from the media.
And your final question is from Jennifer Ritter, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach, I just want to touch a little bit more on that. Obviously, kind of a heartbreaking weekend, but it doesn't really take away from the great season that your team had. When they finished that weekend, was there a lot of discussion about maybe some negative feelings, or was the focus always on how positive the season had always been? And if so, what was the message you kind of gave to the team after that series?
Well, more than anything, our team just likes to win and likes to leave it all on the field. So I think we regrouped from there and kind of said, okay, what did we do well, and where do we need to make some adjustments? But I think their attitude is very hungry and very positive. And it was a great experience. I mean, Minnesota played a tremendous weekend, and Pfizer was a force on the mound. And, you know, we have to work together as a team to make some better adjustments offensively and throughout our whole game. So I would say there it wasn't a negative emotion. Obviously, a little disappointed with a missed opportunity, but again, a real gift and opportunity for our team to continue to build as we enter the postseason here.
Coach, appreciate the time this morning. Good luck this weekend at the tournament.
Thank you very much.